Blackstone Audio presents Buried Too Deep by Jane Finnis. For Rhys Bowen, to celebrate our very long and happy friendship. Chapter 1. He lay sprawled in the farm cart, as still as a statue. His flushed face and the bloodstains on his cloak grew lurid in the red sunset. He looked half-dead, and I said to myself, "I doubt if he'll live to see the dawn." Out loud, I was more cautious. "I wonder who this is." I was standing on the paved forecourt in front of my Mancio. I'd been out there for some time, trying to snatch a bit of peace and quiet after a busy afternoon in the barroom. Trying, but not succeeding, because a customer had come outside for a breather too, and he was in the mood to chat. He was one of our overnight guests, which meant I couldn't just ignore him, and I couldn't think of a polite way to ask him to push off and leave me in peace. So I said yes, and no, and really, now and then, as he rattled on, while thinking my own thoughts. It's a skill all innkeepers learn. Otherwise we'd go mad having to listen to our customers' ramblings. This talkative fellow was Curtius, a short, fat Gaul with brown hair turning to gray at the sides. He was already reasonably drunk, but quite amiable. He was a private trader on his way north to do business with the natives across the frontier, which made him different from our normal run of guests.